Hi, my name is Libby Clegg and I run in the T11 and 1200 metres in athletics.
Hi, my name is Mikhail Huggins and I'm Libby's guide.
How are you feeling today? A bit shell-shocked?
Yeah, actually, that's a great way to describe it, shell-shocked. It's not really sunk in yet, so it's been a bit of a whirlwind since we finished, so just been on the move ever since, really, haven't we?
Yeah. Emotions are high.
Yeah. It must have been an emotional moment last night at Hampden and standing at the top of that podium.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We didn't realise the significance of, obviously, us winning a gold medal. Obviously, we knew it was big for us anyway, but we didn't realise it was our first gold medal in 20 years on the track. So
when we found
it just made it extra special for us, really.
And you smashed the gold medal record as well.
Definitely. It's just incredible.
And the crowds, they must have just loved it as much as you last night.
Oh, yeah, no, the crowds were fantastic.
They really lifted us
when we were racing. They cheered us on, carried us down the track. Yeah. And then, obviously, when we did our lap of honour, it was 4 to 5 minutes. We were just, you know, meeting everybody that had come out to support us and just sort of show our appreciation for the support that they'd given us. And it was lovely, wasn't it?
Important, you know, because obviously they've spent and paid good money for those tickets. And I think as a Scottish athlete as well,
giving something back to them was important.
Because there were so many kids as well, and that was so inspiring to see that they just wanted to be a part of it. And Libby was able to just go around, and I was saying, "Look, have you had enough?" And she's like, no, let's carry on." And I was like, "All right, let's do this."
It's like we've done it for one side. You can't do it for one side and not for the other side. It's not fair.
Forwards, right? So it was brilliant.
And I suppose you only get a moment like that once, don't you? So
exactly. So you know, we actually thought we'd escaped anti-doping.
Then we got
collared when we were going through the mixer. We're like, oh. Never mind.
Here we go.
Yeah, but no, it was absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
So will you be able to enjoy the rest of the games now? Kind of take a step back or?
Not really. We've got we're doing a few different appearances and things, but we've actually got Europeans in a couple of weeks, so we've got to get back and sort of prepare for that really. And we're actually racing on Saturday, so you know, no rest for us really.
To watch, you know, for people who have never maybe seen, you know, mm-hmm. somebody running with a guide before, mm-hmm. there's all the usual disciplines plus so much more, isn't there?
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
Teamwork.
For myself and Mikhail, it is quite unique because we are working together as a team, and that's really communication, hard work, commitment is really vital to our success.
And to win the way you did as well, I mean, it was spectacular to watch. That must have been, you know, you want to win, but to win it in that manner must have been great too. Did you know how far ahead you were?
No, we haven't seen that. Well, have we seen
it?
We haven't actually seen the race yet, so... But we knew we were in the lead just from the roar of the crowd. You could tell that we were in front.
I mean, obviously, as a guide, I'm watching everything. Watching Libby, watching what's around us, who's around us, where we are on the track. So the certain cues that I obviously was giving to Libby. And we got to 60 and she was floating. And she wasn't stopping. And I remember just saying, no, just keep it going. And there was a part of me, I just wanted that line to come so quick. Because, you know, again, we did the heats and we performed in the heats, and then that raises other people's expectations and the crowd's expectations as well. And to go through that line, I remember I went through the line and I just looked and I thought, yes, we've delivered. And it's, you know, it's important for our fans to see that hard work that we've put in. We came out here and we delivered, and I think it sends out a big message that, you know, hard work does pay off.